everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson on girls' night out.
Something I am definitely not an expert in.
That's probably safe to say, So we have a dialogue between Samantha and Sarah.
Yeah,
and
it's a weekend, fun night out, all the typical dialogue that girls love to use and that I don't know a lot about.
Right. They're doing a lot of girl bonding doing some girl talk.
Girl talk, yeah.
And talking about guys is one of the things. And alcohol. So very typical girls' night. And let's take a listen to the dialogue.
Okay.
Hi, Samantha. It's so great to see you. It's been forever since we've gotten together for a girls' night out.
I know, Sarah. Things have been really hectic the last while.
Why don't we order a drink before we chat? I have a feeling we have a lot to catch up on.
Sounds perfect. What are you thinking of getting?
After the week I've had, I think a mojito is in order. What about you?
I'm going to get my usual, a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Nice choice. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I started seeing a new guy.
Really? What's he like?
He's really funny and considerate, and it doesn't hurt that he's kinda hot.
That's so awesome! How long have you been together?
A couple of months. We're still in the flirting stage, but so far, so good. How are things with you and Brad?
Still off and on.
You know, you're way too good for him. He doesn't deserve you.
Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between Sarah and Samantha. Mm-hmm. And just before we start to our male listeners, please don't feel left out. Don't worry. We have a guy's night out lesson coming up for you next.
Right. And there is a little bit in the culture section about the different nights out for women, men, children even.
Yeah. So right away, Sarah is asking Samantha. Hi, Samantha. It's so great to see you. It's been forever.
Right. Now, forever is a really long time.
Yeah.
So it hasn't literally been forever.
Yeah, this is just an emphasized expression.
That I haven't seen you for a really long time.
Yeah, it feels like forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's been forever since they've gotten together for a girls' night out.
So this is the big expression, girls' night out. Even my mom still says, my mom said this last week she had a girls' night out.
Well, there you go. And it just basically means
only girls.
Only girls, no guys, no partners.
Yeah.
And girls can relax.
It could be so many things like a spa day, right?
Right, and if it's during the day, it's probably a spa day, or going for coffee. If it's at night, it's usually dinner, drinks, sometimes dancing,
that
kind of thing. Just letting loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so Samantha, she admits, it feels like it's been forever. She, I know, Sarah. For Samantha, she's just been really hectic, she says.
Yeah, her life has been hectic. It just so much going on.
Yeah, so busy.
Yeah.
This is a great word you can substitute for or you can use instead of busy.
Yeah.
So hectic.
My life has been hectic. Mm-hmm. Work has been hectic.
Yeah.
It just means so incredibly busy.
Yeah, there's a bit of like almost stress in there as well, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. It's like I don't have downtime.
Yeah.
And things have been hectic for the last while.
Yeah, recently, right?
Yeah, just it's an expression, the last while, meaning in the past little while, recently.
Yeah, so then Sarah's suggestion, why don't we order a drink before we chat?
Right, so you probably know chat, just have a little informal conversation.
Yeah, little talk.
Yeah. So Sarah then says that because they haven't been together forever, she has a feeling they have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, this is a great word. If you're behind, if you need to go get forward because you missed something.
Right. So this can be used for gossip or news.
Especially sleep.
and work as well. Yeah, if you've work, taken a vacation, mm-hmm. when you come back, you have a lot of work to catch up on.
If you
haven't been sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you get 4 hours of sleep, then the next night you have to catch up on your sleep.
Right, to make it even again.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you haven't seen your friend for a while, it's a very natural expression to just say, we have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, like there's a lot for us to talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't need to put anything at the end of that because we know that it means your life kind of thing.
Yeah. So because of all this, they are going to order something, right?
And they are going to order drinks. And Samantha says, what are you thinking of getting?
Yeah, what are you thinking of getting? So just ordering.
What
are you thinking of?
What do you want?
Oh, yeah, or buying.
Yeah. And Sarah says she's had a tough week. After the week I've had, I think a mojito is in order.
Yeah, this is great. So mojito.
Right.
It is Spanish.
It is Spanish. Now, pronunciation here.
Yeah, mojito.
It is not mojito.
Right, right. Yeah, this is a Spanish word. So the J is like huh.
Huh. It's an H sound.
Yeah.
And it's just a rum and mint drink,
and it's
one of
delicious.
My favors. Favorites.
Yeah, it's very refreshing.
Yes. Yeah. And it's in order.
It's in order. Like, it basically, it means it's appropriate. It's something that I need.
It's something that I need, definitely. Uh-huh. And it's, if you order something, it's a different meaning. This if something is in order in this context, it means it's appropriate.
Yeah, it's a good time for a mojito.
Yes. And then she asks Samantha, what are you getting? What about you?
Yeah, so Samantha says she's going to get her usual. She says my usual. You change the pronoun. Her usual. Samantha's usual. This is just the thing she usually gets.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, can you use this in other contexts?
Yeah, you sure can. You can use it for haircuts. Like if you go to the salon or the hairdresser and it's a hairdresser usually that you go often to if you're a regular hairdresser.
Yeah, it's like a regular hairdresser or if you, like when I go to get a coffee, I go to the same coffee place.
Yeah.
So I get my usual and they tend to make it before I even order.
Yeah, yeah. You can say to the barista, oh, I'll have my usual.
Right. And you have to be careful. You can't expect them to remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But if, you know, they start recognizing you, then it's okay. Okay. And what is her usual?
It's a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Right.
Grigio.
So the correct pronunciation is Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, and there's some silent letters here. It's Pinot is P-I-N-O-T. Grigio is G-R-I-G-I-O.
Right. So you don't say the T with the Pinot.
Right.
It's not Pinot. Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
So you don't say that last I.
Yeah, you don't say Grigio or
Grigio.
Something. Grigio.
You will hear people say, and apparently in France, they do say Pinot Grigio, which is apparently fine, but the Italian pronunciation is Grigio.
Yeah, so what other kinds of wines are there?
With white wines, there's Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, yes.
And Chardonnay, which I don't like.
Okay. Chardonnay, does it have like bubbles?
No, it doesn't. So that's sparkling wine or bubbly.
So Pinot Grigio is a white wine?
It's a white wine.
Okay. So red wines, you have like Cabernet,
Sauvignon versus Malbec. Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Malbec, Pinot Noir, which is one of my favorites. Very smooth.
Yeah.
Lots of wine.
Yeah, and
I'm a wine connoisseur.
If you're interested, we also have a few lessons about ordering wine out of the language, so you can check that out.
Yeah, so do a search for wine, and you can learn all about it.
And Sarah seems to like Samantha's choice. She says, nice choice.
Right.
Yeah, and then they get into it. So Sarah says, oh, what's been going on with you?
Right, so what's been going on with you? This is just a expression meaning what's new in your life.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Yeah, what's been happening in your life?
Yeah. And what has Samantha been doing?
A little bit of romance.
Yes.
Yeah. I started seeing a new guy, she says.
Right. Seeing, not...
not like actually just looking. I'm looking at a new guy. Yeah.
Which is scary.
That's a little scary.
Seeing is like the beginning part of dating.
Yeah. So you went on some dates. You both like each other. Things are looking good, you know, hopeful, but it's kind of before you're both girlfriend boyfriend.
Yeah, before there's any sort of commitment or stuff like that.
Right,
it's
right. A little casual.
A little casual.
Moving, progressing towards a real relationship.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Sarah says, "Really, what's he like?"
Ooh, yeah. What's he like? So, what kind of characteristics? What is his personality?
Yeah.
Like?
Uh-huh. And Samantha says he is...
He's really funny and considerate.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so considerate. He's so... another word for considerate is thoughtful.
Thoughtful. Mm-hmm. So kind of nice, mm-hmm. polite, yeah. But also they think of the other person.
Right. So that's the basic idea, considerate. You think about the other person. The
right.
Girl or the boy.
Not yeah. selfish.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, because that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Like holding the door open.
Exactly.
Or cleaning something.
When someone texts you, you
yeah.
text them back
mm-hmm. yes,
relatively
exactly.
quickly.
Quickly as you can, yeah.
And an extra bonus, it doesn't hurt that he's kind of hot.
Yeah. So this, it doesn't hurt. This is a really good expression. It doesn't mean
yeah.
pain.
No.
Not at all. No. It's just, it's like like you said, an extra bonus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's it doesn't hurt mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. my new job, I make a little extra money.
Yeah. It's like it's already good, but it doesn't hurt that it's even better.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And in this case, mm-hmm. what makes it even better is he's kind of hot.
Yeah. So first, hot, I mean, hot just basically means he's attractive. He's mm-hmm. handsome.
Very handsome.
He's
attractive.
Good-looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we use this. This could be for men or women.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be careful with it though,
because
it can be a little bit.
It's casual, right?
It's very very casual.
Just use this only with your friends. Only
yeah.
Your friends.
Don't say, "Hey, my new boyfriend is kind of hot" to your parents.
Yeah.
Because that might.
Oh yeah. It depends on your relationship.
Yeah. Right. And kinda.
Mm-hmm. So this is a contraction. Mm-hmm. It's two words that became one word. Kind of.
Right, or sort of.
Yeah, so that's the other word you can use there.
Yeah, and it means he's a little good looking.
Yeah, so it has a different meaning, like one kind of, but in this context, it just means, like you said, a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, it means he's a little bit hot. And we use this kind of when we want to say something that we kind of hesitate. He's kind of hot. What she really means is he's hot.
He's really hot.
Yeah.
She would kind of say it in a tone where it's like, and he's kind of hot.
Yeah, but she means he's hot.
He's hot.
He's quite.
Yeah, it's
hot.
A bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, and Sarah's happy. That's awesome. And Sarah asks, how long have you been together?
And Samantha says that they've been together for a couple of months, mm-hmm. and they're still in the flirting stage.
Oh, my goodness, flirting. This is
flirting.
Not easy, but everyone does it. Everyone does it.
Some people are very bad at it.
Yeah, so flirting is like when you like someone and you start talking to them in kind of a fascinating way, an attractive way, like joking.
And sometimes I know for me, I'm a very bad flirt, but when I'm flirting, I'll touch someone's arm
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and just, you know, you're in the middle of a conversation, just lightly tap the person's arm and mm-hmm. and then keep going. Or sometimes you giggle a little bit for a girl. And you're smiling, that kind of thing.
Yeah, a man likes to make jokes. There's a lot of really bad ways to flirt as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so as we saw before, they're still just seeing each other. It's, mm-hmm. it's not a serious relationship.
So they're not really committed to each other yet. Mm-hmm. They may be seeing other people.
Yeah, they could be. Yeah, yeah.
They're not exclusive.
Right. They're not. It's not great, but you can see another person.
You can.
Until you actually have a girlfriend, boyfriend. Then you have to just one-on-one.
Right. Yeah. So the seeing stage or the flirting stage mm-hmm. is just kind of the introduction to the relationship.
The beginning of it.
But so far, so good.
Yeah, so this is a fixed expression. You mm-hmm. don't change it. Just always so far, so good. And it's just, well, until now, it's good.
And hopefully the goodness will continue.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. So you can use this for lots of things, like how's work going?
So far, so good.
Yeah, you can use it for any kind of, you're asking about the how things are right now.
And you can even use it for the day. Mm-hmm. So how's your day been?
Yeah, so far, so good.
So it means mm-hmm. it's been pretty decent, and hopefully that will keep going.
Yeah. And, well, so then Samantha, you know, it's good to ask about the other person, too. So
right.
Samantha asks about Sarah. how are things with you and Brad?
Right. So her boyfriend's Brad. And
Brad Pitt.
Sarah, unfortunately, says things are still off and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So think about a light switch here. Mm-hmm. The light turns off and it turns on, just like their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we can also say maybe hot and cold.
Oh, yeah. Hot and cold.
So sometimes it's mm-hmm. happening, sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm, sometimes yeah. it's happening, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, so I have a friend, he and his girlfriend are off and on. They break up, then they get back together, then they break up again, and he says, this time I think it's for
good.
For good, forever, yeah. Then they get back together
then
again.
The next day. Yes, so off and on is just not continuous.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Start and stop.
And we probably use this just off first, then
yeah.
on. Not on and off, just off and on.
Right, because that's focusing that it, you know, it was happening and then it stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it started and
yeah.
then it stopped.
Yeah.
If you say on and off.
Yeah, it just, we use. Yeah,
different focus.
Different focus.
Yeah,
yeah.
It just, we're more focusing on the starting and, or sorry, stopping and starting.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, well, Samantha says a really nice thing to Sarah.
Well, to Sarah, not to Brad.
Yeah, exactly.
Samantha says, you know you're way too good for him.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so this basically means, like, Sarah, you're wasting your time. Sarah is really good, Brad is...
not so good.
Yeah, so this is a good compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of a fixed expression, but you can change it. You're way too good for her. Way too good for him.
Right. And this is our grammar point mm-hmm. for this week or for this lesson. And basically, way too means super, super too
mm-hmm. yeah.
Or yeah. very too. So you can say, for example, if your friends ask you to do something mm-hmm. one night, but work is really hectic, you can say, I'm way too busy.
Yeah, I'm way too busy. I'm way too tired.
Yes.
Yeah.
So super, super, super busy, super, super tired.
Mm-hmm.
Can you use way in a different way?
Oh, right there. Yeah. So it's different than like the way to school. That's a noun.
Yeah.
And it's totally different. This meaning is just, it means very.
Yeah.
It's making it stronger. So another way you could use another way is to say way better.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you can use way before a superlative.
Mm-hmm. Way better.
So when now, you know, if Sarah is not with her boyfriend mm-hmm. anymore, mm-hmm. you can maybe say she's way happier.
Mm-hmm. She's way happier. Yeah. And with him, she's way worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
So way, just any sort of superlative mm-hmm. afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha then also continues to support Sarah, and she says...
He doesn't deserve you.
Right. If you deserve something, meaning you're good enough.
Yeah, you're good enough for it. Like if I deserve, I deserve a break because I worked hard.
Right. Or I deserve a promotion mm-hmm. or a raise at mm-hmm. work
because
I've done such great work.
Yeah. So she's, Samantha's saying, you're really good. He's not good. So... he shouldn't have you.
He doesn't deserve you. He's not good enough for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we would say this definitely to be a supportive friend.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So let's listen to the dialogue again.
Excellent. Hi, Samantha. It's so great to see you. It's been forever since we've gotten together for a girls' night out.
I know, Sarah. Things have been really hectic the last while.
Why don't we order a drink before we chat? I have a feeling we have a lot to catch up on.
Sounds perfect. What are you thinking of getting?
After the week I've had, I think a mojito is in order. What about you?
I'm going to get my usual, a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Nice choice. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I started seeing a new guy.
Really? What's he like?
He's really funny and considerate, and it doesn't hurt that he's kind of hot.
That's so awesome. How long have you been together?
A couple of months. We're still in the flirting stage, but so far, so good. How are things with you and Brad?
Still off and on.
You know, you're way too good for him. He doesn't deserve you.
So So even though this may be in a different language mm-hmm. than you're used to using, in any culture, a girl's night out has the same topics.
Yeah, talking about boys and...
alcohol.
Talking about boys and alcohol, yeah. And one more time, for our male listeners, for all the men listening, please don't worry. Guys' night out is coming next.
Yes. So please let us know what you do for a girl's night out. Mm-hmm. Or if you are a guy, feel free to comment as well on what you do for a guy's night out. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to reading your comments.
Yes. Well, take care.
Bye. Shake, 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 shake.